The situation in Israel and Gaza could complicate President-elect Obama's other foreign policy priority, Afghanistan. The Taliban is stronger there than at any time since 2001. The government of Hamid Karzai is ineffective at best. Well, there is a new American plan to attack the problem, and it's similar to what happened in Iraq. New York Times foreign correspondent Dexter Filkins is here now with the details. He's reported extensively from both Iraq and Afghanistan. It's all in his book, The Forever War. He joins us now from Kabul. And tell us first, this plan involves, one, adding more troops and then recruiting and training local Afghan militias. Is that, in essence, the so-called surge strategy that took place in Iraq?
I think so. I mean, the military doesn't like to use the word surge because the terrain here and the geography here are so different. Iraq, you know, it's just a big flat desert for the most part. And this place is like the Grand Canyon. And so it's, you know, if you wanted to really surge here, you'd need about, you know, 2 million troops, not an additional 25,000. But that is part of the plan, get up to, which I think would bring them up to about 50,000 or so. And then open up this new strategy, which I think is really just taking a page from Iraq. If you remember in Iraq, what really helped bring the violence down, in addition to the surge, was this phenomenon called the Sunni Awakening, which was really the tribes reaching out to the Americans, the Iraqi tribes. And Iraq is a very tribal society. I mean, everybody acknowledges that it's a different country, and so it wouldn't be quite the same. But the plan in Afghanistan is to try to set up some local militias. And that would kind of augment, you know, make up for the lack of American troops and the lack of Afghan soldiers and police that they have on the ground here.
How would that not be, in essence, rearming and the warlords and making them powerful again?
I mean, that's the concern. I didn't have to look far to find Afghans who were really, really worried about what this was going to do. I mean, for them, they say, what? The Americans are going to give guns to Pashtuns? You know, and the Pashtuns, of course, are basically the ethnic group that comprises the bulk of the insurgency here. It's where the Taliban are drawn from almost exclusively. It's about half the population here in Afghanistan. And they're terrified that the United States is going to be rearming or giving guns to a bunch of bad guys. What are these bad guys going to do with their militias when the Americans go home at night?
So what is the American plan to make sure that doesn't happen?
The Americans are, you know, they're aware of all these things, and they believe that these guys can be controlled. And they believe that they can control them. They're not going to look for the gunmen themselves. They're going to go to tribal leaders, and they're going to go to, you know, religious leaders and people like that and say, you pick the people who you think are responsible. You vouch for them. And if they're not, and if they start to run wild, we're going to come back and hold you responsible. That remains to be seen whether that can work, but that's the plan.
Doesn't this plan, though, for it to succeed, doesn't it have to work in concert with a larger regional plan, and that would involve working with Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, you raise a really good point. I think the Soviet Union learned this the hard way in the 1980s, that they couldn't really get anywhere in Afghanistan unless they could shut down the sanctuaries in Pakistan. And we're discovering that, you know, to our chagrin now. The Taliban have and operate totally freely in the tribal areas in Pakistan, which is, of course, that long belt of very, very remote and rugged territory that spans the eastern border, the eastern Afghan border, western Pakistan. I was in the tribal areas in Pakistan over the summer, and it's astonishing. I mean, the Taliban own and operate that entire swath of territory. There's no government presence there. They train fighters and send them into Afghanistan. They plan attacks there. They arm themselves there. They recuperate there. It is a sanctuary and a base in every sense of the word. If you ask around to the American officers here and to the senior commanders, they all know that. But I think nobody really knows how to get at those sanctuaries without, frankly, endangering the democratic government in Pakistan, without putting it at risk as well. Remember, Pakistan is a country with 175 million people, most of whom are illiterate, and it has nuclear weapons. So it's handled with care. And I think that's the difficulty.
Dexter Filkins is a foreign correspondent for The New York Times. He's in Kabul. He's also author of the book on Iraq and Afghanistan. It's called The Forever War. Dexter, thank you.
Thank you so much.